Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right. Thank you. I want to welcome everybody into our Sunday morning worship service. I want to welcome those joining us by TV, by radio, and by live streaming from wherever you're coming into our service from. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and get the entire program. Today we're going to be reading in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4. St. John, chapter number 4. We're going to have the Massey family here to sing, and that's going to be on Sunday night, March the 17th at 6 p.m. No admission fee. There will be a love offering taken that night. But come out and be with us. You'll enjoy the Massey family from here in our area. That will be such a blessing to you. 6 p.m. right here at the Shepherd's House Church, March 17th on a Sunday night. All right, John chapter number 4, verse number 1 says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceived that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for being such a good God. Father, I thank you and praise you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach this marvelous gospel. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to tell everyone about the good news of the gospel, and that there's a Savior that still saves, a Savior that still rededicates and renews relationships for those that have a broken relationship and for those that have failed and came short of the glory of God. Father, I pray today, God, to deal with the hearts of those that are going through difficult times. Touch those, Lord, Father, that are sick, and bring healing for their bodies. Touch those, Lord, that's lost loved ones, Father. Give them comfort. Give them peace, Lord, I pray. Today, Father, as they deal with the loss of their loved ones, Father, I pray today, God, to deal, Father, Lord, with those and help those, Father, that are oppressed. Those, God, Father, that's got generational curses, Father, from their family, from two and three generations before them. Break those things off of them, Lord, and set them free today. Father, I pray for those that's got the chains on them today. Lord, that's been bound, Father, by darkness and bound, Father, Lord, by depression. I pray, God, to break those chains. Father, for those that are thirsty today, I pray, God, that the Holy Ghost would draw them to come to this altar today, that they could pray, seek the face of God. Father, know that when they come, Father, feel it in their heart that they're not going to be turned away, but they're going to be welcomed, Lord, and they're going to be received with gladness. And Father, that you're going to touch their life. Help them sense that and understand, Lord, that they can find help, Lord, just a prayer away. Father, I ask you today to anoint me, Lord. Use me till I'm all used up, and then take me to that beautiful place called heaven. Father, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for without the Holy Ghost and the anointing, all that's said and done would be void and it would be in vain. I pray, God, Father, Lord, that you would touch me, use me, hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that all glory, all honor, all praise would go to Jesus, Lord, and not to me in the flesh. Touch every heart. Move upon every row of seats. Move upon every person, every family today. And God, for anyone, Lord, that needs a deeper walk, a deeper touch, Father, that needs a stronger walk, I pray, God, to draw them today, Father. Give them a thirst, Lord, and give them a hunger, Lord, that they might come, ask of you, and then receive and be filled. We give you honor, praise, and glory, for indeed you are such a mighty God. In the loving name of Jesus, we humbly pray and ask all these things this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated today. So thankful for the Word of God. So thankful for this story in the Word of God. How did Jesus, the sixth hour, which would have been somewhere around 12 noon, was coming, he was thirsty. The disciples were away from him somewhere else. And he came and he sat down on the corner of Jacob's well. That day it was an accident that he had sat down on the corner of Jacob's well. He was thirsty, it was hot, but that wasn't the reason why that Jesus came and sat down on the corner of the well that day. There was a woman, a Samaritan, that was living in adultery. There was a woman that had a bad past, that probably was looked down upon by many people, that was coming her way. Isn't it amazing how that for those that are broken, Jesus somehow just seems to show up, amen, when we need him the most. Amen. For those that are the most broken, those that are hurt, deeper than anyone else in the community. Those that needs a Savior worse than anybody else. Amen. See, the religious people thinks that Jesus is always wanting to go where people are holy and where people are so nice and kind and dressed real good and all of that kind of stuff. But Jesus goes, amen, to the prisons, to the jails. He goes in the dark areas. He goes to the families that are broken, those that are fighting, those that's got marital problems. He'll be nearby somewhere. If we'll just call upon him. Amen. He'll come by. Amen. And touch us if we put our faith and our trust in him. I can visualize this woman sitting or coming with that water pot. Amen. To get a drink of water. And all at once, this stranger was sitting on the edge of the well. He may be a stranger to you today. You might not understand his mercy. You might not have ever tasted of his grace. You may have never received, amen, a touch from the Lord and never felt him absorb the hurt and the shame, amen, of your past. You may have never had that delivered from you. He may be a stranger to you today, but he's sitting on the well somewhere close by to where you're at right now. Amen. You didn't come to church today because of accident. Amen. Jesus came to sit on the well, and he sent you here, amen, today to find something to drink. Amen. Because he knows that you're thirsty. Amen. And different people's got different levels of thirst. Amen. Some people are just so thirsty, their tongues are hanging out. And others, amen, just desires, amen, a drink, amen, from heaven. It doesn't matter what your level is today. If you just need a little drink from heaven, man, he's got a well, amen, springing that will spring up, amen, from your belly, amen, into everlasting life. If you'll just put your faith and trust in him. And if you're so thirsty that you feel like you could drink up the ocean, amen, he's still got more than you'll ever be able to swallow. Amen. You'll never be able to say, Lord, I didn't get enough. He'll quench your thirst. He'll give you all. He'll give you all that you. He'll give you all that you can handle and a whole lot more. Hey, I'm thankful I can drink from the saucer today. Amen. Because my cup runs over. Amen. From the joy of the Lord. Amen. Jesus was sitting there. Amen. On the well that day nearby. This woman didn't know. Amen. Because she was so thirsty. He was the reason why she came to the well. Oh, she thought, I'm going to get a pot of water and that'll be something good to cook with. And I can get home and I'll drink my fill when I get here, and I'll take me some more water with me so that I can have something to drink when I got home. But, but Jesus, help me, Lord, to preach this today. Oh, she came that day, amen, thirsty on the inside of her soul, thirsty, amen, physically, amen, to get something, amen, to quench their thirst. And Jesus just so happened in the heat of the day. Why did he show up in the heat of the day? Amen. He always shows up in the hottest spot in your life, in the hardest time, amen, that you're going through, amen, when it's worse than it's ever been before, amen, when your finances, amen, they were already on a respirator. Amen, just got into a cardiac arrest. Amen, that's when he's going to show up. Amen, the very moment, amen, that your relationship, amen, is just about to the place of divorce. Amen, he'll be on a well somewhere. Sitting down, amen, next to where you're at. Amen. Listen, he'll straighten the things out. Amen. She came that day thinking, I'm going to get my water pot filled. And she saw him sitting there. And she came to where he was. And he looked at her and said, give me something to drink. She said, well, Lord, I'm a Samaritan and you're a Jew. The Samaritans and the Jews don't have anything to do with the Samaritans. I want you to hear me and hear me well today. The deeper you are in sin, amen, the closer Jesus is going to get to you, amen, to try to help you. He's not going to get into the hog pen and wally in the mud with you, but he'll get on the fence, amen, step up, reach his arm down into the mud, amen, and pull you up. Amen, you've got to lift your hand up. You've got to have a thirst. Amen, you've got to want, amen, the Lord in your life. But if you'll just reach up, he'll reach that arm down, amen, lower than you ever thought that God would ever come to get you by the hand, amen, and pull you up. Anybody in here ever been pulled up out of the mud? Amen, I have. Amen, don't you know how good he was? Amen, come and can lift your hand up and wave a wave offering to God and let these people that are thirsty know, amen, there's a Savior, amen, that's here today, amen, that will give them the same thing, amen, that he gave you. Oh, praise God. Amen. I was on my way to hell. Amen. I was in desperate need of a Savior. I was bitter. I was angry. I was broken. And one day he come in my bathroom. Amen. He sat on the edge of the well next to me. That day he took out of his busy day that day to hear a prayer of a little hillbilly that day, amen, that was broken, that needed a Savior. So she said, how do I get you something to drink? You're a Jew. Oh, but listen, Jesus loved her. It didn't matter because she was a Samaritan. It didn't matter, amen, because she had so much sin in her life. There's some people thinks, I can't go and pray because I've done too much stuff that's wrong. You're the prime candidate today. Amen. You're the very one that heaven is thinking about today. You're the very one before you ate breakfast this morning that heaven had on its mind. Amen. That God had on his mind. Amen. Jesus sent you here. Amen. Next to the well. Amen. This is the well up here. Amen. Whether you realize it or not, he's sitting right on the corner of this altar today. He's sitting right on the edge of the couch for you that's sitting watching by television this morning. Those that's listening by the radio, he's sitting in the car seat as you're going down the highway this morning. Amen. And he's nearby. Amen. I feel like preaching today. Amen. He's wanting to meet the need. Amen. For those that are thirsty. Amen. She came that day. Amen. She had a thirst that she didn't realize how thirsty that she was. Amen. I heard someone just recently in the last few days tell me that I didn't know how bad a shape I was in until God got me out of where I was at. I didn't realize how desperate I really was until he broke the chains. And now I can see, oh my goodness, I was in a mess. It's hard for us to realize just how sweet Jesus is, amen, until we receive him. It's hard to realize, amen, how he can quench a thirst until he shows up, amen, in our life to help us, amen, through a hard time. Amen, she came, and he said, give me something to drink. He said, if you knew who it was that was here, you would ask me to give you something to drink, and I would give you living water. She said, how can you do that? This well is deep, and you don't have nothing to draw with. Oh, he said, but the water that I'll give you shall spring up inside of you a well. Notice he didn't say a cistern. He said a well. Amen. Religion will give you a cistern about half full. Amen. Or even full. And it won't last very long. But what Jesus gives us, it's a well. He said, you can drink of this water. He said, you're going to thirst again. But the water that I will give you, he said, you can drink of it and you'll never thirst anymore. After you receive, amen, the goodness of God, amen, you'll understand, amen, that drugs is not the high that you need. Amen, you'll understand, amen, that what you receive from God, amen, this is a perfect peace. Amen, the perfect joy. Amen, the perfect satisfaction. Amen, listen, you can get a lot of things that won't satisfy your thirst. I know some people says, I'm going to run to the house. I'm going to get me a Coca-Cola because I've been out mowing the yard with a push mower, and I'm so thirsty. Mowing season's right here upon us now. I'm so thirsty. You can drink that Coca-Cola for you that's from Indiana and up north, and you can drink that pop. See, I can talk your language too. Amen. You can drink that pop, and it feels pretty good for just a few minutes. But when that drink is over with, amen, you'll think, You know what? It's left an aftertaste in my mouth. There's nothing will really satisfy your thirst till you can guzzle down some good clean water. Hey, and that's what's going to, oh, you won't have an aftertaste. Man, it'll be good when you guzzle that water down. Amen. Listen, Jesus letting her know, amen, he had the real thing. He was letting her know, amen, there was something you can get, amen, that you'll never thirst anymore. When I found Jesus, amen, what I once had out of this world did not bring me satisfaction anymore. Oh, I lost a desire for those things. I lost a desire to go to those places. I lost a desire to be around those people that I once was around. Amen. How he changed my life. How that I wasn't thirsty anymore. I felt like, Lord, I could go for a year. Amen. But I found out that wasn't so. I was going to need a little touch from the Lord again. But thank God, he said that I'll give you a well that will spring up of everlasting into everlasting life. I'll give you a well. Amen. What does that mean? That means any time that you need to draw. It's never ending into everlasting life. Yeah, that's salvation. But it also means you can drink of that water till you get home. In God's beautiful heaven, Jane, we can get all we want of it. Amen. We can come by and get a little sip, or we can come by and we can guzzle. Oh, I see some people, they make a trip to the altar and they're only down there 2 or 3 minutes. And I see people in there, they just pray and they pray and they pray and they pray and they pray some more because they're so thirsty. They feel like there's a desert inside their soul. They feel like their toenails has been salted, that they're going to have to get a hold of something, amen, to satisfy them. And they get a hold of the horns of the altar, amen, and they pray. And they say, Lord, they're going to just be just like Jacob. I'm going to wrestle with the angel till I get a blessing. I'm going to wrestle with this altar until I get what I need from the Lord, until I get filled and ran over, until I feel like I could swing out over hell on a grapevine and whoop the devil with the chicken feather before breakfast that morning. Amen. I want to get enough, amen, to keep me going. I want to get enough that I can run out and tell everybody, he's alive. He's alive. He's alive and real. I got filled. I came for a drink, and I drowned in the love of God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. I came for a sip, and I couldn't even get no air. There was more there. I thought, Lord, I'll get a dipper full. And he gave me a 55-gallon drum. Amen. Listen, he always gives us more, amen, than what we expected. Amen. You wanted the Lord to heal you. Here you are this morning. She got her oxygen off. She's over there snorting and crying and praising God. Amen. This sister back here came last Sunday. Amen. She come to church wearing her oxygen. She kept apologizing to everybody. I hope I don't bother nobody with that oxygen. I hope I don't distract anybody. But that oxygen, we kept telling her, you just come on. You just come on. Your oxygen's not going to bother anybody. You just come on. Bring that oxygen. But something happened to her. Yeah. Oh, she had a thirst. She had a thirst to be healed. She had a thirst to breathe better. And she went to the altar. And when she got done praying, she went back to her seat. And I looked back there, and them lines was laying in the floor. She done took them off and throwed them in the floor. Amen. She didn't need them anymore. She come back Wednesday night, no oxygen. She came in this morning, no oxygen. Amen. She said, I feel better than I felt in months now because of what I got Sunday morning. Hey, listen, there's somebody sitting on the edge of the well. Hey, there's somebody, hey, that's near you today. Amen. Listen, it's going to bless your life. Amen. He's going to help you. Amen. Through every situation. Amen. That you're going through. Amen. He knows what you're going through. Oh, listen. He said, call for your, come call for your husband. And she said, well, Lord, I don't have a husband. He said, you're right. You don't have a husband. You've had 5, though, in the past, and the one you got now is not yours. She was shacking up. Some of you watching my television, you're sitting right beside your boyfriend and girlfriend right now. You know you're living in adultery. You know it's not right. Or, Brother Jimmy, I can't come to church because the people won't accept me. You come on to this church because the Lord will accept you. And when the Lord accepts you, we'll accept you. You come just like you are. Amen. Let God, amen, change your life. Oh, she got all tore up. Oh, she took that water pot, no doubt, and went running back down to that city. She said, let me tell y'all something. There's a man up there at that well. He's told me my whole life. There's a man up there at that well that read my mail. There's a man up there that I met. He'll talk to me even though I'm a Samaritan. He's a Jew. He's a son of God. He set me free from adultery. He set me free from shame. He set me free from my past. He set me free from those things that had drugged me down. I don't have any chains anymore. I don't have any curses on me anymore. I don't have anything to be ashamed about anymore. He set me free. Come on, follow me. He's up there to well. Come, everybody. Let's run quick. He's up there to well. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. When you get the right thing, amen, you'll stay awake in church and you'll be a calling. Boy, I mean, I had to throw that in there. You'll be calling everybody that you know of and invite them to come unto the house of the Lord. You'll tell them there's something going on down there at the shepherd's house. I met a man down there sitting on the edge of the well. He was on the edge of the water up there. And I've backed up and I failed the Lord. And I was scared. But Jesus was sitting on the edge of the altar up there that day. When I come up to pray, scared to death, thinking that I would be turned away, I found out it don't matter if I'm a Samaritan. It don't matter if I'm a gay person. I'll still save you. It don't matter if you've slept with every man in the country. He loves you. It don't matter if you made more mistakes than anyone. It don't matter if you fell down and got up and fell down and got up and you're so embarrassed because you just feel like preaching to somebody, that you just feel like you're too weak, that you just can't seem like you can stand on your own. But you hear me for a minute, you're thirsty. And it don't matter how many times you fall down. It's whether or not you get up that's going to make the difference. It don't matter how many times mistakes that you've made. Jesus loves you. He'll wash you clean. He'll set you free. Amen. He will help you. He will break those things off of you. He will accept the sinner. He hates sin. But he sure does love the sinner. Because this woman was a major sinner. But he went to that well. He could have got water somewhere else. He could have went up, knocked on a door, got a water from one of them good children of God. He could have went to a Jew's house, knocked on a door and said, hey, I'm a traveler. I'm a fellow Jew. Would you give me something to drink? They'd have gave him something to drink. No, he went to the well to see a sinner. He went to the well. The title of the message today is, Sir, Give Me This Water That I Thirst Not.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW,
KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible as long as you've got an address and a name so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.